pens and ink wells of hand-me-down rules. Like trading a pony for an aging mule, he rides away without fear.
This is Harrison. You are listening to Stranger Waves on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. Got you started off with some Widespread Panic. It's Space Wrangler from the album of the same name. Got a fun set up for today. My brother last night, lucky little guy that he is in Nashville, going to Vanderbilt. And who else was in Nashville last night but Fish. So he got to go to his first show, and I was watching along from my couch in Somerville, which, you know, not ideal, but still pretty cool that I was able to, you know, watch it as he was there. I think it's, you know, pretty nice that we've reached that point for jam band shows. You can kind of watch them from wherever you are in the world. Yeah, it was a cool show. First set was a little spotty in some places, but the second set and the encore in particular were pretty fantastic. So we're going to play some stuff from that show throughout the hour, and mixing some other stuff that I've been listening to recently, some cool old Dead Oddities that I found, and I'll mention this at the end of the hour as well, but I will not be here next week. So Daryl, who runs a Dance Music Express, which is the hour before mine, will be doing the full 2 hours. So if you're a fan of his show, you get 2 hours of it, which is, I think, is pretty fun. So, yeah, we're going to keep some fish going. And this is Ghost. This is the first set closer from last night. Definitely one of the highlights of that first set. I really enjoyed it, and very happy that Jonathan was able to see this one. It's a great song. So yeah, here's Ghost from Nashville last night. Enjoy. So that was Ghost from last night in Nashville by Fish. Closed out the first set, I think, on a pretty high note. But a little bit tired this morning, so we're just going to mostly play some music. I got some Little Feet up next who happen to be in town at the moment, but ticket prices are stupidly high, so I won't be going, unfortunately. But yeah, here's something from their live record, Waiting for Columbus, Spanish Moon. Enjoy.
Thank you. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there.
All right. Well, thank you, Willie. Before the PSA, you heard Spanish Moon by Little Feat off of their 1978 live record called Waiting for Columbus, which I really can't recommend enough. It's a lot of fun. But we're going to move back to some Phish, because kind of a lot of very deep cuts last night, but I mean, that's kind of just what happens when you go to one of these shows, right? They have so much music, they're bound to play stuff that you're not familiar with. They played a cover last night that I had no idea they had ever played before, and this is because they've only played it, like, I think maybe four times, something like that, and the last time they played it was 6 years ago in Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, heard this come on, and I was very jealous because I love this song, and I'm sure a good chunk of you listening love it too, but it's pretty cool to hear Phish play it. So, yeah, this is Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. By way of Phish. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Cinnamon Girl, Fish, last night. Yeah, good stuff. It was really, I heard the opening chords of Cinnamon Girl, and I was like, oh, there's no way they're playing that. I'm definitely getting confused with something else, but no, I was right. But I was pretty sick. I was really happy to see that. Really happy to see a Neil Young cover at any of these type of shows. But yeah, they've played it. Yeah, last night was the fifth time, and the previous time before that was 6 years ago. So that's pretty fun. I gotta say that was something I was really enjoying while watching that show, because with the Dead, I have a pretty good understanding of like when songs were played, like, you know, what years they were kind of active and stuff like that. I have no knowledge about that with Fish, and I really, my grasp on their music is not nearly at the same level. But it was cool to kind of be going on the set list and clicking on these songs and seeing like, oh, is this one that's played frequently? Is this kind of rare? When was the last time they did this? That sort of thing. It's pretty cool. But we'll get back to some of that in a little bit. I want to transition over to some Dead for a little bit. This last week, I've been listening to the Shoreline Amphitheater run from 1987, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. A lot of really good stuff in this run. I've been enjoying it a lot. I really liked the October 3rd show in particular, so we're going to play something from that. As I'm sure you've been able to pick up by what I've been playing on this show, been on an absolute crazy Bob Dylan kick recently. And while I was listening to the show, I see Maggie's Farm pop up, which is, you know, a good Dylan song, something that the Dead played kind of frequently. But it's never been super notable for me, the Dead's version of it, for, you know, one reason or another. This one is, and I don't really want to ruin the fun, so I'm going to play this. It goes into another song afterwards, which is, you know, actually a Grateful Dead song and not a cover. But yeah, I think this is a particularly fun version, and I'm sure those of you who are familiar with the band will be able to pick up on why pretty quickly, but I'm still not going to ruin it. So yeah, here you go. Maggie's Farm, Shoreline Amphitheater, October 3rd, 1987. Mountain View, California. Enjoy.
Thank you. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. When she talks to the servants about men and got-in-law, everybody knows she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, says she's 24. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more.
Sun is getting high. I can't help you with your dreams.
Lot of poor man make a $5 bill. You give him half your time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your ship at the mine. Gotta get down to the Cumberland mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland mine.
That's where I've been spending my time.
Maggie's Farm, Cumberland Blues, Shoreline Amphitheater, 1987. Good stuff. Yeah. I think they only did that a couple of times, just judging off of what I'm seeing on Jerry Bass. Again, I haven't heard every version of Maggie's Farm by the Dead, but it's looking like the transition into Cumberland was a kind of one-off thing, and I think that's pretty cool. So yeah, hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Billy Strings is ripping through the West Coast right now. Side note, Nugs is getting very, very good about getting soundboards up on time. This was something that, for whatever reason, was just an issue over the summer, because it took them like sometimes up to 2 weeks to get the soundboards up, which was really frustrating, because like, especially after going to those two Billy String shows, which were my first experience with them, I really wanted to sit down and kind of come through the shows again, and I had to wait, which I know, woe is me, right? But it's good now that I'm seeing they're coming up pretty much next day after. And in the case of Fish, I mean, that was up literally as the show ended, which I think is crazy. And they're live mixing it, which I don't even really think the Dead & Company guys are doing on the soundboards. I know they are, like, for the broadcast, but I'm pretty sure they go back through it afterwards. But these the guys working on Fish were very confident about throwing this up pretty much immediately, which I think is pretty cool. But back to Billy Strings. Been having a lot of fun watching some of the live streams when I have time, because they're on Nugs, and been going through the soundboards as well, which of course is a little bit easier than catching the live streams. But I've been really loving what I've been hearing, and I'm happy that this transition to playing arenas has seemingly worked out pretty well. People were kind of worried that his sound, his music wouldn't really fit in that kind of space, but I think that it's seems to be working out pretty great. So I'm going to defer my trust to him, because he tends to be right about most things. But we're going to play something from the Portland openers from a couple weeks ago. This is Back on the Train, which is a Fish song, but I really like Billy Strings' version of it. And yeah, Back on the Train, Portland, Oregon, September 30th. Enjoy.
Long time to get back on the train. You know I'll never look back again. I turned my face into the Hollywood.
It took me a long time to get back on the train.
I left it all behind and I have traveled far.
It took me a long time to get back on the train.
One more song for y'all, and then I'm gonna have to hand it off to the next DJ. Sorry, I've been a little low energy today. Didn't get a lot of sleep this weekend. But we're gonna finish off with the final song from the encore from last night, because it's fun, and frankly, I didn't prepare as much for the show as I probably should have. But that's okay. So gonna close it out with some Susie Greenberg from Nashville last night. Yeah, fun sing-along song from Phish that is, you know, pretty popular, played at a bunch of their shows for I would say, good reason. But yeah, unfortunately, not going to be here next week, going to still be in Wisconsin, but I tune in for Daryl. He puts on a good show. And yeah, and then I'll be back the week after next. So here you go, Susie Greenberg, Nashville.
Susie Greenberg.
Harrison signing off. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune back in for Stranger Waves in a couple weeks. Thanks, guys.
We can make it further, rerun it, and don't look back. You wanna